ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. Welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional service. This podcast is a part of that service. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 130, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique Bible, if you will, version of the Bible, allows you to read the whole Bible as a single story, a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, my dear friends, we're reading Exodus chapter 36. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I do pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you for your holy word. Give us your grace and your strength and your energy and the power and the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. Help us, Lord, to understand it. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives. And then, Lord, help us to teach it to others and to proclaim your holy gospel from it. For your glory, your praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Exodus chapter 36. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding, to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary, to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubims of cunning work made he them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one size. And he coupled the 5 curtains one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one unto another. And he made loops of blue on the edge of one curtain from the selvage in the coupling. Likewise he made in the uttermost side of another curtain in the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain, which was in the coupling of the second. The loops held one curtain to another. And he made 50 tacks of gold, and coupled the curtains one unto another with the tacks, so it became one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains were of one size. And he coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain in the coupling, and 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain which coupleth the second. And he made 50 tacks of brass to couple the tent together, that it might be one. And he made a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of badger skins above that. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board 1 cubit and a half. One board had 2 tenons equally distant one from another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. Pardon me. And 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards, and there are 40 sockets of silver. 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards. And 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath and coupled together at the head thereof to 1 ring. Thus he did to both of them in both of the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver under every board, 2 sockets. And he made bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. And he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings of gold to be places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. And he made a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen with cherubims, made he it of cunning work. And he made thereunto 4 pillars of shittim wood and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. And he made an hanging for the tabernacle door of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen of needlework, and the 5 pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their chapiters and their fillets with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for the power of your holy word. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to understand it better and help us, Lord, to apply it to our lives. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to remember it, to meditate on. And then, Lord, help us to teach it to others and to preach it to others and to proclaim your gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, this, and welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional service. This podcast is a part of that service. Dear friends, this is Daniel White, the 3rd president of Gospel Light International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 442. The passage of Holy Scripture that the Prince of Preachers chose for our devotional today is Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Many professed Christians are always doubting and fearing, and they forlornly think that this is the necessary state of believers. This is a mistake, for all things are possible to him that believeth, and it is possible for us to mount into a state in which a doubt or a fear shall be but as a bird of passage flitting across the soul, but never lingering there. When you read of the high and sweet communions enjoyed by favorite saints, you sigh and murmur in the chamber of your heart, "Alas, these are not for me." O climber, if thou hast but faith, thou shalt yet stand upon the sunny pinnacle of the temple, for all things are possible to him that believeth. You hear of exploits which holy men have done for Jesus and for God, what they have enjoyed of him, how much they have been like him, how they have been able to endure great persecutions for his sake, and you say, "Ah, as for me, I am but a worm. I can never attain to this." But there is nothing which one saint was that you may not be. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. But there is nothing which one saint was that thou may not be. There is no elevation of grace, no attainment of spirituality, no clearness of assurance, no post of duty which is not open to you if you have but the power to believe. Lay aside your sackcloth and ashes and rise to the dignity of your true position. You are little in Israel because you will be so, not because there is any necessity for it. It is not meet that thou shouldest grovel in the dust. O child of a king, ascend. The golden throne of assurance is waiting for you. The crown of communion with Jesus is ready to bedeck your brow. Wrap yourself in scarlet and fine linen and fare sumptuously every day, if you will, for the glory of God. For if thou believest, thou mayest eat the fat of kidneys of wheat. Wow, kidneys of wheat. Only Spurgeon could come up with something like that. Thy land shall flow with milk and honey, and thy soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Gather golden sheaves of grace, for they await thee in the fields of faith. All things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Glory be to God. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for your holy word that increases our faith. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for how your servant, the gifted Charles Haddon Spurgeon, dealt with this verse to encourage us in a devotional way. Even being dead, he speaketh, and we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, every last bit of it, because we know it's you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.